Good evening. I'm Micah Mater. Thanks for joining us following our Chicago Mayoral Forum.
And I'm Ray Cortopassi. So you just watched. The action is now over at the Steinmetz Career Academy. So now we thought we would turn to the analysis of the evening. And joining us now is the host of the Political Report and WGN political analyst, Paul Lisnek.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Paul. So we know it wasn't a debate, but right. Brandon Johnson was heckled quite a bit. Jamal Green, Willie Wilson, and Mayor Lightfoot going at it. But who stood out and seemed confident? Who was mayoral tonight, and including the mayor? Who do you think came out on top?
You know, that is a really great question for a couple of reasons. If I can preface it first,
okay.
Which is going into this, I think the question that Chicagoans were asking themselves, you have to start with, do we want to fire the mayor? Because if your answer is, I don't want to fire the current mayor, it really doesn't matter what anybody else has
to
say.
Well,
no, they all did.
Right,
but right. As far as Chicagoans,
yeah.
How do they feel about her? But if you sat there and said, I am ready for a change, we need a change in the city, now you're looking for who else looks mayoral. And that's the question you asked me. In their own way, many of them, I think, had nice moments tonight. Paul Vallis, for me, stood out in a very different way from the other. Everybody else is pretty, and let's take Willie Wilson out of it too for a moment. Everybody was very progressive in their positions mm-hmm. and what they were proposing for the city. And Paul Vallis, maybe because he's sort of been that CEO type for so long in his career as superintendent and all of that, but he came across that way. So you may not like his policies, you may not agree with what his plans were for the city, but as somebody who could he be standing in front of city council and controlling that meeting and having people sit at his desk, I think the answer to your question is he stood out in that way.
It's not like his first time, though, trying to be mm-hmm.
No, that's right. And the thing is, last time he was around, he didn't really have the money to make mm-hmm. that run. So this time he clearly has money behind him. He's on the air with ads. And so he's probably got the better shot now than he's ever had in the past. So he's one of the people, I would say. The truth is, everybody watching this tonight, depending on who you like, nine different people will give mm-hmm. you nine different yeah. candidates for who they think ought to be the mayor of the
city. On the question of who came off sort of in that mayoral position, you talked about Paul Vallis. What about Chuy Garcia? And what did you think of the answers that the Brandon Johnson provided?
So with regard to Chuy Garcia, part of what he did was smart, and then he needed to take it in a step he didn't take it. A couple of times in his answers, he talked about what Congress was doing for Chicago, and by that he was suggesting what he was doing for Chicago.
As a representative. Yeah.
And to that, a response for Chicagoans might be, yeah, that's why we need you in Congress. We need that Chicagoan there to keep doing what you're doing. What would have perhaps gotten in the way of people feeling that way would have been to say, here's what I'm doing in Congress, but this is how I'm going to do it here as mayor. So he did, in certain answers, talk about his plans. But in terms of when he talked about his role in Congress, I think he should have taken that and shifted it over to saying, and here's how that translates to being mayor. Mm-hmm. With regard to Lightfoot, by the way, if I can say, pretty much every time she was asked the question of what would you do, which
what
was the question.
What am I doing?
Those two things. What have I done and what am I currently doing? Also, I get it. You're the mayor. You don't want to say, yeah, let me tell you what what we should be doing. She was right to say, here's what we've done and here's what I'm doing. But the step she missed would be to take those things and say, and here's how I expand on it in a mm-hmm. second term. Because what she got is pushback for those comments, as you saw, which was she would say things and people would get her everywhere. You're lying. That's not what happened. You're not telling the truth. She needed to talk about how she wanted to expand those programs in a second term.
From watching today, if there is a runoff, who do you think it would be between?
I'm really a bit resistant to answer that question because it would require me to say, what are the polls looking like? Mm-hmm. We don't want to really talk about the polls because none of them have been terribly impressive right now. You know, if you look at a poll done by a candidate, amazingly, they seem to be in the lead for the way things look. But clearly, when all of this started, you got to keep Mayor Lightfoot into it. How can you take her out of it, even though polling, but even though her favorable ratings or approval ratings are not as high as they ought to be right now. And I think Paul Vallis has been making a strong appearance. And, of course, Chuy Garcia. Those are the names that everybody's bandying about. So if you were in Vegas and you wanted to put a few names in the pool for who's going to get in there, you're probably looking at those people. So the question, Mike, is, did anybody in the rest of that group break out tonight? Did anybody have a moment? There were a few people I think you have to focus in on. You asked me about Brandon Johnson. And so, first of all, he was the only one that I could, mostly, the only one who had a lot of hecklers going after him in the audience tonight. He persevered. He went on. But you have to wonder, this is the CTU candidate, right? Mm-hmm. This is the progressive who CTU is behind. I couldn't understand what the hecklers were saying, so I really don't know what the gripe was. But something for them. But his plans, certainly in the progressive realm, he always tells the story of, you know, bullets flying outside the home, or sometimes I think he sort of said one has flown through the window, cover his kids. So there's that emotional piece. And basically that's his way of saying, I too am a Chicagoan. I live with the problems you do. And that's a question Chicagoans will ask. Who up on that stage can I relate to? Look, I think Jamal Green had a couple of nice moments tonight. Now, Willie Wilson called him a kid, which wasn't probably the smartest thing.
Well, he called him an old man, so.
Well, yeah, he did say, well, he said you're a 70-year-old former sharecropper.
You shouldn't be up here on stage.
Well, then you have the Michelle Obama question. Do you go high or do you go low? So the point is, if Willie Wilson's response, and you're right, I know that's why he did it, but, you know, if you're going to be mayor, do you go to that route? Because does that tell us how you're going to be as a mayor? When somebody says something and challenges you, then you just take that route. There are other things Willie Wilson could have done, which is to say something like, you know, Jamal, when you've been around as long as I have had the business experience I have,
we kind of did.
Maybe that's where, well, what sticks in my mind is the I don't respond to kids. Because what he then did, as you saw, he then said, I'm going to respond to Mayor Lightfoot. And at the end, he, even though his time was up, he said, and I don't respond to the kid. Mm-hmm. So he kind of did that twice. But Jamal Green had a couple of nice moments tonight, too, in some of his statements, showing perhaps maturity maybe a bit beyond his years.
We were sort of, as we said, sort of straining to understand what it was that those protesters, what was the message they were trying to get out, who were they supporting, who weren't they. The two people who were in moderating this forum, I don't know if they were able to hear, but let's turn to the hosts of tonight's forum. Lourdes Duarte and Tamon Bradley are joining us now from Steinmetz with your first impressions on the way this forum went versus a debate and what those folks were trying to get across in the audience behind you.
Yeah. Hello. Good evening to you. Yeah, we were trying to figure out what was going on as well, because if you look, our backs are to the audience as we face the candidates. What I was able to gather is that they were heckling Brandon Johnson during his answer, calling him a CTU candidate. They were upset about that as he tackled the question of education. So that's what we picked up from here. They were rather loud. We tried to stop them a couple of times. They kept going. He managed to get through the question, answer the question in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and it felt like there were a lot of Mayor Lightfoot supporters here as well. We had at one point people were chanting Willie Wilson's name as one of his rivals was answering a question. But to Commissioner Johnson, I mean, wow, he kept going. I think Paul touched on it a moment ago. He really did persevere through that. And you have to wonder, as someone who's looking to get some attention, who maybe started this race not with the name idea of a Chuy Garcia or even a Willie Wilson, that with so much focus on him, with him being the center of attention, with hecklers coming after him, it made it sort of about him, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so I suspect the newspaper write-ups will include those moments. And so any attention is a good attention for a candidate. And so enduring that might have given his campaign a boost tonight.
I do want to bring up something else to bring Mayor Lightfoot into the conversation. You know, we've talked a lot and reported a lot in the last few debates that she has been a bit more combative or aggressive in the last few debates, naming some of the other candidates. In this forum, what I noticed is that she was maybe a bit more laid back, at one point even defending Brandon Johnson as the hecklers were coming after him. She said, that's not fair. He deserves more time. So I thought that was a shift in approach from her.
Yeah, no, it was a kindler, gentler Lori Lightfoot, if you will, tonight. Very fascinating. You know, I think Paul sort of touched on it. Chuy Garcia, who has been the center of negative attacks, the ties to Mike Madigan, the indicted cryptocurrency founder, he kind of, you know, in this campaign, taking on that incoming fire, he was trying to get back on message in his first TV commercial talking about crime, but then he got distracted by other candidates going after him. And so sort of waiting for him to be able to pivot to really talk about his vision, and it's been hard for him to do. Did you think he stood out tonight?
Compared to other debates, I did not think he stood out. I didn't think he had those moments that Paul Lisnek was talking about when he made reference to Brandon Johnson, when he made reference to Jamal Green. I thought he gave his answers. He was able to stick to some of his points. But there was nothing that really made him stand out, except for one point when I think Mayor Lightfoot, and you can probably weigh in on this a little bit, she brought up something that he had done, and he said, fact check this. We need to check the facts on this. And he said that a couple of times, and I'm wondering if people picked up on that.
Yeah, and he may want to stay above the fray. He may think he's doing well in this campaign. All of them are doing internal polling. And just how about a shout-out to the candidates, right? So it was not a debate, but they made it a debate. They were smart. We wanted them, use your time as you want. If you may have noticed, several people blatantly didn't answer the question. We didn't say, hey, answer the question. use it. You know, if you guys want to fight, do what you need to do.
Yeah, and the idea is because there are so many of them. I mean, we're talking about nine different candidates. We stretch this to an hour and a half, 90 minutes, but there's no way that you can have an appropriate debate between nine people. So we tried to make it more of a forum so that people have a chance to get their information out there, their platforms out to the public, and then people can go back and search online and gather more info about some of those different topics. But we focused it on business or the economy, of course, crime, which is another big topic for Chicagoans, and education. And then we threw in there a few questions about ethics.
And there was a lot more we wish we had time to get to, but there's nine people.
Look at all these pages of stuff that we could have asked them, but we stuck to the 90 minutes. So I hope you guys enjoyed it and got a lot of good information from it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Let's turn now to some of the key moments from the forum. The candidates started with the economy and taxes, with candidates proposing several different plans. Listen to this.
I think that when you make responsible financial decisions, they should include tax planning strategies. When I say that, that means that we need to be looking. You asked a question previously about the recession. We should have professionals, and we do, and we need to have more professional financial people there to look at outcasts 5 to 10 years out, make determinations from that point, and sometimes that may require small tax adjustments.
Cut taxes to attract business. Set up a hardship program. Make sure we take care of our citizen. When you cut taxes, people stay in the city, not shop outside the city. When you cut taxes, business stays in the city. When you cut taxes, new business, you attract coming to the city. And you keep job. I'm a business person, so we know how to do that.
You cannot run a city government off of bake sales. I have a budget plan that invests in people while paying down our deficit. And that's what I'm committed to do. And that's why I'm transparent and open and honest about the people of Chicago.
Economy, one of the main things, of course, on the minds of everybody. Mm-hmm. And they hit it, especially talking about taxes. We, you know, they say Chicagoans are taxed so much. So they hit it right there. But Mayor Lightfoot, she kind of didn't really respond in kind.
No, in fact, Tamon, at the beginning of that exchange, asked who here will commit to not raising taxes. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand.
So a few hands.
Three hands went up, and Buckner and Chewy were two of them. Lightfoot was not one. And Willie Wilson is throwing me on this one. He did when I watched it, too, because he did not raise his hand, meaning he would not commit to not raising taxes, but his answers on more than one occasion in this forum
were
too taxed. We have to lower taxes because of that people are leaving the city, but he wouldn't commit to not raising them. I'm not sure what you make of that. The other thing I think is worth noting, there are two candidates in this race who are currently aldermen sitting in the city council, and Rod Sawyer is one of them, and Sophia King. Is the other one. So, you know, there may have been more of an exchange or discussion from them about speaking as a city council member, what it means to run city council. Neither of them went after Mayor Lightfoot about how she interacts with people and how they get work done and how they do their thing. But those were the other two city council members, which means voters also have to decide if it is time for a change. Are we going outside city council? Yeah. And in fairness, Chewy Garcia at one point.
That may be why you heard them talk about things like opportunity zones and using TIF financing to sort of pay for some of these programs. The specific question was, what steps would you take to protect Chicagoans in the case of a recession here? Did you hear enough specifics that gave a voter a real idea of who they would want to vote for?
I heard generalities. Mm-hmm. And again, most of it, I think what voters are listening to is, are you raising my taxes or are you not? When you talk about taxes, you know, TIFs, tax increment financing districts, and some of those things, some people understand them, some people don't. But it means taxes. You are referring to a level of tax that you're going to put a lock on. So I think the bottom line is a lot of them had bold plans that they talked about in other parts of the forum. And one of the things, and I think Lourdes and Tamon asked this, these things have to get paid for. So you're talking about new plans, and I know we'll talk about crime and police and all that kind of thing. That stuff isn't cheap. So you can't talk about not raising taxes and making life easier for everybody. But at the same time, we're bringing back a whole bunch of retired police officers, and we're giving them raises, and we're doing all this stuff for them. How's that getting paid for?
Next, the candidates took on the issue that most people say is number one. Most people are economy, but a lot of people are crime. And you heard them talk about who would fire Superintendent David Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen.
We are constantly evaluating options to do everything that we can to make Chicago the safest big city in the country, and making sure that our residents feel safe because they are safe. And a lot of that knowledge comes from listening to community members, particularly in those communities that have been long plagued by violence. So obviously the biggest threat that we have in our city is the proliferation of illegal guns. We've been working hard with our federal partners to stop the flow of illegal guns from places like Indiana and other surrounding states. Last year, the Chicago Police Department took 12,200 illegal guns off the street.
Well, look, the first thing I would do is replace Brown and his leadership team and really end the friends and family promotion system that promotes people in positions of leadership who have not had the time and grade. The second thing I would do is return to interim superintendent Charlie Beck's strategy of community-based policing, that is pushing the police officers down to the local beats.
I would guarantee that most of you do not feel safer today than you did 4 years ago. This mayor was just asked a question about what she would do different, and she doubled down on her failed policies. That is the Lightfoot way. Double down on failed policies will give us a doubled murder rate. We have to do better. What I've talked about is making sure that we increase the amount of resources and money that goes to gun violence prevention programs, making sure that we increase the number of detectives so we can actually increase our clearance rate.
So that was the question that I think, guys, sort of provoked the biggest responses from all of the candidates. That was where we talked about Mayor Lightfoot getting pressed into naming three new options that she would deploy to try to fight crime. She wouldn't. Lourdes pressed her on that, and that's where you heard Cam Buckner kind of jumping in there saying that she doubled down.
Yeah, by the way, we did not see the vote. What started all of that was raise your hand if you would if you would fire David
Brown,
raise your hand. And basically everybody was firing him except
Lori
Lightfoot.
So everybody
else was
going to double. Thought it was interesting, too, that Vallis brought up Charlie Beck, who was the interim between Eddie Johnson and David Brown right now. A lot of people thought he did good work then, and so obviously Vallis did, too.
Yeah, very much so.
And
whether he was forecasting, maybe we bring somebody like him back. The one question I wish they would have addressed tied to that, if you're going to get rid of, remember, David Brown was brought in from Texas.
Right.
Right? And he's been in other places,
too. Would you bring somebody up from the down of the Chicago Police Department?
That was the big challenge of, remember, Eddie Johnson, right? Who is working their way up through the ranks to become that superintendent of police?
A lot of people are critics of that. They should bring somebody who knows Chicago, who's within the Chicago Police Department.
Well, and I'd be curious to know what each of these candidates thought about that. But with your comment about Paul Vallis and somebody like Charlie Beck, maybe his view is, we're doing a nationwide search. The thing is, Vallis also comes back to us from, he's been in a lot of different cities, in Philadelphia, New Orleans, so he's been kind of, learning things in various places around the country, so we might assume he might be somebody that would look beyond the city, but I don't know that to be
the case. This was also the topic that produced the old comment that Willie Wilson had made about, taking the handcuffs off police officers and then chasing down criminals like rabbits, and that was where you heard Mayor Lightfoot take umbrage at his comment, saying, is that really the approach that we want to employ as a city? And you heard others also saying that was not the right way to describe the police.
We've got that sound.
Okay. Guys, take a listen right here.
First, it is disgusting that we have a 70-plus-year-old man on this stage who is a sharecropper from down south who would get on TV and constantly double down on hunting people down like rabbits. He should know what that means and know how it feels. And when you have that mentality that Willie Wilson has, you have Tyre Nichols, you have George Floyd, you have Anjanette Youngs. We cannot have that in this city. We should not even be continuing to talk about expanding the police budget. And since Lori is so pro-police, when I'm mayor this year, I hire her as one.
Willie Wilson, J-Mo Green threw a punch there. 30 seconds.
Well, I don't respond to kids. but I will respond to the mayor of the night. She's more concerned about people who killing people out here and caught than people who's out here living a life and trying to make a living.
Mr. Wilson, when you say that you're going to hunt people down and allow the police to people to hunt people down like rabbits, you're talking about black and brown boys in our city. And it's offensive. I can't believe you continue to say it, but that is really what you're talking about here. And you have no concern for their lives, but I do.
Crime issue, that was probably one of the most important exchanges that we saw then. And in fairness, because again, we didn't have this part of the clip. The reason Willie Wilson believes what he believes, and he said it tonight, he had a son killed. At 20 years old, was murdered. And so the other attacks that come in, I think you almost have to take a step back and realize that that's where he's coming from. And that provokes anger, and that provokes disgust, and it provokes a lot of things. And as he said, you know, anybody that can relate to that it will probably understand where he's coming from.
Well, there were several things going on here. There was age going on. It was a black and brown community going on. And it was someone who's been around for a long time going on, who's a victim, feels as though they're a victim.
Right.
So there are a lot of things swishing around in this particular topic, but that's what's going on in the community, too. Everyone has a different view of the crime.
Well, that's exactly right. When Mayor Lightfoot sort of looked at him and said, look, when you're talking about unleashing the cops, you're talking about going after young black and brown people. Mm-hmm. And Wilson responds to that later, basically saying, I don't care if it's black, white, yellow, it doesn't matter to me. But of course, that shows a recognition that he doesn't quite get the way things actually most likely do happen within the city in most cases. So that's sort of the problem. But I mean, J. Mao set it up well, because I think what he was trying to say when he said he was, you know, you're 70 plus years old, which isn't old. 70 plus
I didn't
years
say it was old. He said it was old. He's alluding to the fact that it's old.
But I think his point also was sort of a, you should know better. You've been around long enough, and from your background in Mississippi and other places, you know how this works. Mm-hmm. So how can you take this position when you know the realities of life?
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on the reaction from tonight's mayoral forum.
Welcome back to our post-mayoral forum newscast here. We're joined by political analyst Paul Lisnick.
Education, also a big topic among the candidates. Listen to this.
The loss of the population in Chicago is expressed in the exodus of students from our school system. COVID complicated that. We've got to do everything possible to identify and try to bring back those students who have fallen through the cracks. Very important. We need to try to make up what was lost during COVID with the general student population.
What we need to do is reimagine what schools look like. When we have a school like Frederick Douglass School that's less than 5% populated and 0% proficiency in key subjects, we have to reimagine that. When we're spending more than most people spend on graduate school for each one of these students here, we have to do better. We have to be focused on putting all available resources towards educating our children.
As a former teacher and educator, I know all too well what we need to do in education. We have a plan that seeks to incentivize teachers. If our teachers aren't incentivized and they're leaving our city faster than police are, then we won't have good schools. We also need to bring trades back to the schools in a fulsome way so that our kids can be prepared for the jobs of the future, whether it's in the trades or in the tech industry. We need to engage our youth. There's no reason, K through 12, why we shouldn't have year-round after-school programming for our kids.
The COVID's still a lingering issue. Magnet selective schools, things like that. And I think it was Lori Lightfoot who said, well, we do have after-school programs. We have extended the workday. So she kind of shot down a lot of the things they were saying.
She did. And the question is whether Chicagoans are watching it and saying, yes, the mayor's right, or, wait a minute, I don't really feel it in my family and with my kids. I thought Alderman King actually had an interesting point when she talked about bringing trades into the school and expanding that, because it goes to show how education and the crime issue and public safety, a lot of these things work together, because a lot of the young people who are getting themselves in trouble, imagine if there was something interesting. Maybe they don't want to become lawyers and doctors and or teachers and go that route. So imagine if you expanded the trade and gave them other kinds of things that do interest them. And,
well, Brandon
and they
Johnson brought that up,
he
too,
did.
Though.
Yeah, he also, did. He did. Yeah, in fact, he did. And that was part of what he wanted to do. And again, it goes back to
youth employment, these, violence prevention.
And all these things cost money. Yeah. And by the way, where do we pay for those?
Property taxes.
Yeah. So you can't complain the property taxes are going up when you have all those great visions for what you want to do.
This also sort of comes back to their collaborative styles and how they would interact with school leaders. Who do you thought really came off most in that mayoral role?
Well, a lot of them made the point that they've all negotiated and interacted, and some of them took it back to interacting with you know, gangs and dealing with difficult people on the streets,
teacher
all the way up to
and
teacher
negotiations.
Strikes. Exactly.
Like that,
so the bottom line is every one of them would tell you that they can do just fine. The question is, under who would you see a strike under who would they not work it out? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, Brandon Johnson probably would do well with the teachers since he is backed
by CTU.
Well,
the question is, though, who are the voters going to vote for? Who did they convince tonight?
And I think the bottom line is they're going to go for somebody. If you want somebody progressive, you've got plenty to choose from. If you don't want somebody progressive, you're probably looking at Paul Vallis or Willie Wilson, who had less progressive values than the others. They might want to disagree with that, but
right.
I think that's
what it is. You've got to leave it there. I want to thank you for joining us this evening for our coverage of tonight's Mayoral Forum.
WGN News at 9 is next. Stay with us.